So how many times a day do you suppose someone in America goes on a heartfelt rant about how stressed he is by the lack of affordable health care and high prescription drug prices? And while he's doing it, he's smoking a cigarette because he's just finished his lunch of a Big Mac, a chocolate shake, supersized fries, which he bought because it was too far to walk to the place with the salad bar. At a time when healthcare costs are soaring, it seems like Americans are not paying sufficient attention to some of the smartest, most effective, low-cost approaches to improving our health. We are not taking a holistic approach. With us tonight to talk about a different way of talking about healthcare issues, Georgiana Donadio, founder and director of the New England School of Whole Health Education. Welcome.
Hi, Gary.
So when you explain what holistic healthcare thinking is and treatment, what do you tell people in a nutshell?
Well, I want to clarify that because I don't want to confuse the issue.
Okay.
Holistic healthcare implies that you're really looking at the whole picture of health. That can include and should include medical care, expert medical care, mm-hmm. and technological medicine, because it is the best gift that we have today. Good medicine is awesome. And good care, whether that's alternative care, surgical care, medical care, what we want is good integrated care. We want to be able to look at the whole picture. We want to be able to assess and discern for ourselves what's appropriate for me. And the trend today and the reason why we're looking at a consumer-driven market, and I'm sure you know Regina Hertzlerner from Boston, from the Harvard School of Business, talking about consumer-driven care, market-driven care. Why we're seeing changes today in the healthcare system is because of the consumer. The consumer is saying, I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand the difference between alternative health care and how that interfaces with the medical system. So what we really need in healthcare is a model of health education that is relationship-centered, that invites people into understanding what are the cause and effects of my problem, how did I get where I am, and what can I do to get out of where I am.
Well, one of the things that also happens is we read that when you go to visit a doctor, in order to make his nut, in order to pay the bills, he has to bring people in there. You get 7 minutes with him, and he's going to go, are you bleeding any place? No, what's the matter? Okay, here, take this. Bye.
Yes, yes.
How do you change that?
Well, Albert Einstein reminded us that you can't change a problem with the same thinking that created it, and you can't change behavior without new information. So by creating a model of health education, the school that I'm associated with, and we've been around for 30 years, we've created a model of health education that is about looking at how people learn about healthcare. And we know absolutely across the board that traditional health education models do not work.
So basically, when I go in to see my doctor and he says, are you getting exercise? I go, well, once a week. He goes, get more. That exchange is not going to actually change my behavior pattern down the line.
Well, you know you should get more exercise.
Yeah, but I knew that going in.
But what you don't know and what you may not be invited to know is how exactly how that exercise is going to make an effect on your lifespan, on how you're feeling, on the way you sleep, on the way you have energy during the day. A lot of what we know today is so common sense, Barry. It's so common sense. You know, our grandmothers knew so much just from observing what today, scientific research has proven, and yet we have this incredibly sophisticated medical system, but we don't go back to the most basic things, which is, what do you know about your health? What do you know about, you know, what you need to do to stay healthy? In my own personal practice, the first thing I do is ask someone, what do you think? You know, what do you think has caused this problem? What do you think is wrong?
This is sounding uncomfortably like talking to my mom or something.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
You're going to kind of nag me a little bit, aren't you?
No, not at all.
In a nice way, no?
No, the whole idea is to invite you into discerning, to invite you into the process of saying, you know, I'm the expert about Barry Nolan. What do I know? Well, Barry knows that maybe he's not, you know, getting enough exercise. You are actually the expert about you. And, you know, Americans are profoundly sophisticated. We're wildly educated. We, especially in New England, I mean, the most, I think, sophisticated consumer in healthcare has got to be from New England. We know what we're looking for, and we know what's important to us.
But at the same time, people are so good in this country at practicing denial. I saw a young woman the other day. I was in a Starbucks, mm-hmm. and here comes a young woman who is severely overweight. And I look down at her hand, and she's got a bag of potato chips in her hand. And I thought, you know, I need this little fatty, salty treat every once in a while myself.
Yes.
But I know that you can't, potato chips just shouldn't be on your diet, period. How do you, that person's in some kind of denial. How does somebody like you take somebody that's smoking, somebody that's overeating, somebody that pretends like they exercise but they really don't, and get them past the denials? They know it intellectually, but there's some place down here we aren't getting it.
Well, the problem is we are, to some extent, in denial, Barry. But what we're in denial about is our culture. We have a culture that is not warm and fuzzy. You know, we're not getting stroked or appreciated. We're overworked. You know, we're very stressed out. We're not getting the kind of love, recognition, the kind of promotion, the kind of interaction that we need as human beings. So when you explain to someone, look, you have a serotonin need. You have a need, a chemical need in your body that's connected to your brain that is causing you to have these cravings. And every time you eat those carbohydrates or, you know, eat that particular thing, you're setting off some serotonin, which is the feel-good hormone in your brain. So by having people being invited into seeing what the information is that they really need to know, this woman could actually sit down and maybe process on a very deep level the fact that she realizes what's really wrong with me is I don't feel that I have any value, or I don't feel I'm making a contribution, or I don't feel that I'm appreciated. Because most of us, you know, all of us as human beings, we want to make a difference. We want to make a contribution. And, you know, we're a very obese country. Why are we so obese? Why are we in the most technologically and financially, economically advanced country in the world? Why are we 26th in the Health Olympics? Why?
So basically, is what you're saying, if somebody in your family is about to have a crisis with, say, diabetes, or they're about to go on heavy medication for high blood pressure, or they're really obese, what they need to do first is do a kind of therapeutic school-like environment with a holistic...
Well, we train nurses, we train medical assistants, we train health educators to do this model of intervention or interaction that basically sits down and demystifies the whole process of what it's all about. It's very common sense. There are five aspects to healthcare. One is physical, one is emotional, another one is nutritional or chemical, environmental, and even spiritual. When we set those five things out on the table and we say to someone, you know, what do you think? What is your experience? And if you listen, really listen to someone, and you're present to them very respectfully, and you witness to them, and they're talking, and they're actually processing in their own life and in their own mind what they really do know about why they're eating that way, why they're not exercising. We believe very profoundly that people are the best experts for themselves. We need our doctors, we need our surgeons, we need all of our healthcare providers. But for us to be codependent on the doctor, for us to be codependent on the healthcare provider, we're setting ourselves up not only for disappointment, but we're setting ourselves up to turn the power of our health and our longevity over to somebody else. It's about us learning and understanding that we are in control of the choices that we make. And sometimes we need to know why we make those choices. What are the chemical reasons? What are the emotional reasons? What are the environmental reasons that we choose to do what we do? And once we understand that, we can be better consumers.
Where can we learn more about some of the programs that you make available so people can learn more about taking charge?
Well, we have a wonderful website at www.wholehealtheducation.org. And what we do is we teach whole health, whole person care, and we invite people into being the center of their health care.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And you've energized me. I'm going to go out and read about exercise.
Okay, Barry. Thanks for having us.